Title: Modulate an Amen Variation for 90s Inspired Darkness in Ableton Live 12. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn a simple, stock device workflow in Ableton Live 12 to create a moody, 90s inspired Amen break variation. We'll slice an Amen into a drum rack, add pitch and timing variation, apply tempo synced modulation to filter pitch and amplitude, and finish with saturation, bit reduction, and bus/parallel compression for a dark drum and bass vibe. This is designed for beginners and uses only Live's built-in tools. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a sliced Amen break in a drum rack, arranged into an 8-bar variation, a per-pad processing chain, EQ8, auto filter, saturator, glue compressor, redux, and utility, an Amen bus group with bus compression, a parallel compression return, and send reverb/delay with sidechain ducking. Two modulation approaches: A, using simpler envelopes and clip automation, and B, using Live's Max for Live LFO for tempo synced movement. Step-by-step walkthrough: modulate an Amen variation for 90s inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12 by following these concrete steps. Preparation 1. Create a new Live set and pick a project tempo between 160 and 175 BPM. Insert an auto track and load your Amen break auto. 2. Warp the sample to tempo. Double-click the clip. Enable warp and choose beats mode to preserve transients. Trim the clip start to a clean transient. Slice and layout 3. Right-click the warped clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing with drum rack as the destination. Live creates a drum rack with each hit on its own pad. 4. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip to play the drum rack and program an Amen style pattern. Duplicate and vary the clip to build interest. Nudge hits. Add or remove slices to taste. Create 90s style darkness via pitch and timing variation. 5. Darken the tonality by selecting a few slices and transposing them down. Open a pad simpler and set transpose between -3 and -7 semitones for selective hits. Leave some pads untransposed so the Amen still reads as an Amen. 6. Humanize timing by nudging a few MIDI notes off the grid by 5 to 30 milliseconds. Small timing shifts and swing and an old-school feel without breaking the groove. For pad processing chainstock devices. 7. In drum racks chain view, create an Amen chain and add these effects in order. EQ8. High pass around 4060 Hz, slight cut at 24K Hz if harsh, small lift at 200-400 Hz for body, auto filter, low pass 24 dB, start around 1.2-2.5 kHz, saturator, drive 26 dB, use analog clip or soft sign, dial dry/wet to taste, glue compressor, ratio ⁄1, attack 1030 ms, release 0.20.4 s to glue dynamics, redux, bits 8-12 and a light downsample for grit. Utility, width close to 1.0 and final gain staging to avoid clipping. Tempo synced modulation options. 8. Option A. Beginner friendly, no max for live, use simpler's filter envelope. Set a low-pass filter, increase envelope amount, and tighten decay/release to sync with the groove. Automate auto-filter frequency from the MIDI clip. Open envelopes, choose drum rack right arrow auto-filter frequency, and draw quarter or eighth note steps to make gated filter chops. For choppy amplitude, edit MIDI velocities or use clip volume automation to create stuttering patterns. 9. Option B. Using the LFO Max for Live, drop the Max for Live LFO onto the drum rack track. Set a musical rate like 1/8 or 1/16, and try a square or saw shape for harsher movement. Map the LFO to auto filter frequency and slash or simpler transpose, or to saturator drive for pulsating distortion. Keep amount modest, around 10 to 40%, to remain musical. Group bus and parallel processing. 10. Group the drum rack into an Amen bus CMD/Ctrl+G. On the bus, add EQ8 for gentle bus shaping, glue compressor with a slightly slower attack and medium release to bond the elements. 11. Create a return track named Parallel Comp. Add a compressor with a high ratio, fast attack and heavy reduction, 10 to 20 dB, then blend its return in sparingly for added body. 12. Add reverb and ping pong delay returns. Send a small amount from the drum rack to each. On the reverb return, add a compressor and engage sidechain with the Amen bus as the source so the reverb ducks and the break stays punchy. Finishing mix tips. 13. Use utility to mono the sub. Engage bass mono below about 120 Hz to keep low end tight. 14. Finalize gain staging so the Amen bus peaks around -6 to -3 dB on your master meter, leaving headroom. resample and create a variation optional 15. When you have a section you like, resample the Amen bus to a new audio track. Set the track input to the Amen bus and record an 8-bar loop. Resampled audio lets you further process the whole variation as one clip and save CPU. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overcrush with Redux or Saturator. Too much destroys transients and intelligibility. Avoid losing transients with overly aggressive compression or too fast attack settings. Keep low end mono, widening bass and low mids kills punch. Resist massive modulation amounts. Huge LFO or filter sweeps can obscure rhythm clarity. Always check settings in context. Soloing can mislead you about how the Amen sits with bass and other drums. Pro tips: automate modulation depth across the arrangement. Raise filter slash LFO depth in drops and pull back during verses to maintain interest. Use selective pitch shifts of 3 to 7 semitones on certain hits to darken texture while preserving the Amen's character. Resample strong variations and save them as one shots for later use to save CPU and lock in sounds. For a 90s vibe, add subtle tape warble or tiny randomized pitch modulation across hits. Duck reverb and delay with sidechain so ambient tails don't smother the groove. Use references from classic 90s DNB to check mid-range grit, snare snap and low-end weight. Mini practice exercise 20-30 minutes. Follow these steps in one session. 1. Slice an Amen to a drum rock and build an 8-bar MIDI pattern. 2. Choose 3 slices and transpose them -4 to -6 semitones. 3. Add auto filter and create an eighth note filter chop with clip automation. 4. Apply saturator and redux slightly. 5. Group everything to an Amen bus. Add glue compressor and create a parallel comp return with heavy compression. Blend until you have more body but still keep punch. 6. Resample the 8 bars to audio. Compare the dry and resampled versions and save the best take. Recap: you've learned how to modulate an Amen variation for 90s inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12 by slicing the break, applying pitch and micro timing shifts, using tempo synced filter and amplitude modulation with either envelopes or in LFO, and shaping tone with EQ, saturation, pitch reduction and bus slash parallel compression. Resample your favorite takes, keep headroom, and always check in context. Quick workflow reminders: name your drum rack, pad chains and Amen bus for clarity. Duplicate pad chains to a slash B before committing to heavy processing. Save useful drum rack presets once you've dialed in per pad processing. Troubleshooting tips: if modulation isn't audible, confirm your LFO or envelope is mapped correctly. Avoid conflicting automation and LFO movement on the same parameter. Commit one source before bouncing. Watch warp mode and clip launch quantization if a modulated element sounds out of time. Short finishing checklist: mono low frequencies below tilde 100-120 Hz. Preserve transients and leave headroom. Keep modulation amounts tasteful and sends balanced. Save a frozen or resampled version of your best take. That's it. Work through the steps, try both modulation approaches, and save your favorite dark Amen variations for use across your project. Happy producing!